Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Last week, I was joined in the studio by Richard Thomas. And after the program, I received the following email from Tom Wilkinson, the mechanical sculptor. Not to be confused with Tom Wilkinson, the British actor twice nominated for Academy Awards for Michael Clayton and In the Bedroom. The email went as follows. Enjoyed your Richard Thomas show immensely. I might be able to clear up the question that arose about the pseudonym David Lynch uses for one version of Dune. The model supervisor on this film was Brian Smithies. I worked with him on his next film, Lorca and the Outlaws, as a model maker. I remember overhearing when Smithies was on the phone to Lynch, who was staying at the Dorchester, and it was clear from the longevity of the call and his tone that he was consoling him about something, probably during the post-production period. And I remember being surprised that he, a mere model supervisor, was on such close terms with Lynch. I knew David Lynch was very unhappy about Dune also because when I went to his lecture at the NFT, where a co-interviewee was Raffaella De Laurentiis, the executive producer, he, Lynch, did express his misery of endless studio shooting days in Mexico. He was clearly not a happy bunny, so it is interesting to hear that he was so unhappy with the film that he even disowned directorship for a while. So maybe Brian lent him his surname. I lost touch with Brian, so I can't check this. End of email. Well, thanks to Tom Wilkinson for that email, which clears up the Smithies question. Someone came into the bookshop a few weeks ago, and his surname is Benjamins with an S. I once knew a Dutch couple called Nell and Jan Benjamin, who lived in Holland, and mentioned this to Mr. Benjamins, who lives in Amsterdam. According to Mr. Benjamins, Benjamin, as a surname, isn't Jewish but Christian. He knows about this, as many of his Dutch relatives died in the camps. And I accepted this fact, but then later remembered Walter Benjamin, without an S, who was Jewish. I mentioned this to a friend, who explained that this is some sort of national phenomenon. Someone with the surname Benjamin in Holland wouldn't be Jewish, but someone in Germany called Benjamin would have been, probably. Well, this week sees more dissociative identity disorder. Whilst searching for Bill English jazz drummer, I discovered yet another Bill English, or in this case, Billy English, also a drummer, who played with Willie Nelson on Across the Border. To further confuse matters, Billy turns out to be the same, Bill English, and is accompanied on this record by another percussionist by the name of Paul English, no relation to me or Bill, on two tracks. Willie Nelson was christened Willie, not William, but the thrash band known as William English made a track called Nelson's Country, so we can include that in today's repertoire, I think. Okay. Well, when I was at school, fellow pupils decided to call me Bill English, like the drummers and the illustrator and jacket designer. Later, I became Will English and more usually William. When I was a teenager, the parents of a friend took it upon themselves to address me as Willie for no apparent reason, other than they seemed to like saying it, but the friend informed her parents that I didn't like it, so it was dropped. More recently, John Wynne, spelt W-Y-N-N-E, the sound artist, started to address me as Willie, so I called him Johnny Winey, and that seemed to end that. It's a bit like calling Richard Thomas Dickie Tommy. Anyway, the Bill English Jazz album was first released in 1963 on the Vanguard label and then re-released more recently. So here's a track from that, followed by Billy English and Paul English on Across the Border by Willie Nelson and, of course, Nelson's Country by William English, the thrash band from Thetford. Followed by more Bill English, another Billy English, and perhaps a bit more William English before we go into random select mode. Thank you.
Sit around in a circle, laughing and all telling lies. And the tall one, he bumped it a dollar. He said, "Boys, I've got nothing to hide. If the king and the queen stood together, then the ace, he would not be to blame. And if the cards were all laid on the table, then love could be more than a game. And if the stars didn't shine on the water, then the sun wouldn't burn on the sand. And if I were the man she wanted, I would not be the man that I am. Now I have seen my share of long nights, and I have told my share of lies, and I have run into the darkness when I saw the look in your eyes. If the night didn't lie in the darkness, then the daylight would be hard to find. And if the truth didn't turn to weakness, I would never have spoken my mind. And if the stars didn't shine on the water, then the sun wouldn't burn on the sand. And if I were the man you wanted, I would not be the man that I am. Going out to California, then don't linger in New Mexico. And if you think of the one there behind you, then you might not feel so alone. And if the stars didn't shine on the water, then the sun wouldn't burn on the sand. And if I were the man you wanted, I would not be the man that I am. And if I were the man you wanted, I would not be the man that I am.
October the 21st, 1805, off the coast of Spain, Nelson engaged in his greatest and final battle, Trafalgar.
Not this time!
have a hand for that young cowboy and wish him better luck next time. And hope we see him up in Fargo or somewhere farther down the line. But this time he sure drew a bad one, one that nobody could ride. But by the way he pulled his hat off, you knew he'd be there for the fight. And it's the classic contradiction, the unavoidable affliction. And it don't take much to predict, son, the way it always goes. Cause one day she'll say she loves you, and the next she'll be tired of you. Push, she'll always come to shove you on that midnight rodeo. He almost made it to the buzzer. Somehow he gave up in the end. He put one hand around the other and let that pickup man on in. It was his last chance to ride it. Now he'll have to move along. But he knows back in his mind that he won't be away for long. The classic contradiction, the unavoidable affliction. It don't take much to predict, son, the way it always goes. Cause one day she'll say she loves you, and the next she'll be tired of you. And push, she'll always come to shove you on that midnight rodeo. So let's have a hand for that young cowboy and wish him better luck next time. And hope we see him up in Fargo or somewhere farther down the line.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. That last track was Eyes by Paul A. Rosales. And we're approaching, well, 10 minutes left of the programme. It's worth mentioning the next track is from a new CD by Mark Stewart called The Politics of Envy. And I'm playing the first track, which surprisingly includes Kenneth Anger, the filmmaker, playing the theremin. So that's the next track, and then I'll play out with another track by Jonathan Cain. Thanks for listening.
Everything is illuminated. I'm not impressed by your decadence.
In the museum,